Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
It's been a thing because he's been on Shark Week.
And now we're going to jump a shark.
Yeah, that's what dude. They did. They jumped a shark on a wakeboard.
Yeah, dude. Jump a shark, dude.
Yeah, dude.
7:37. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter. What's up, you ass?
That sounded a little more aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, it's there. That's better.
There you go.
That's not quite as mean.
It's
anyway,
more friendly.
Yeah. You know. We got to get to it. It's your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialight Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialight door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're hiring now. Find more at special-lite.com. Your topic for today. Oh, boy, this is a big one, too. This I think, struck a nostalgic chord.
A lot of comments on this one. This one struck hard with people.
So based on a poster, or the poster you had hanging on the wall of your teenage bedroom, who would you be in a relationship with right now? All right? Do you have, like, anybody? I have two that I'm very excited about. And the funny thing is, I remember every inch of these posters, every single inch. But I wanted to ask you first, do you have yours, or do you want me to give you a very elaborate description of mine?
Yeah, I'll go first because what do you want? Because I had a male up on my wall, too.
All right. Go both ways. All right. Both ways.
All right. So Carmen Electra was one of them. I think everybody knows that poster.
Very nice.
I'm pretty sure everybody had that poster. So yeah. Carmen Electra. The other poster I acquired from my sister, Jim Morrison.
Oh.
You know the poster I'm talking about. The one of the most famous photos ever.
Yeah. Nice.
So I had those two. I'm trying to think of other posters, but I think my other posters were just like teams.
Yeah.
You know, like Michigan and blah, 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 whatever.
You're dating the whole Michigan football team? Good God,
yeah,
you slut.
Yeah, taking after your mom.
Oh, yes. You bastard.
Yes.
You're a real bastard. You know that? Well, look, I think Jim and Carmen, both good relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Good relationships right there, you know? It'd be interesting.
That's pretty good.
So mine, the two that distinct and like were on there for like they were on my wall so long that when I moved out of my folks' house, like there was the outline of the posters on the wall.
They were there for a while. Huh?
So there was one and I don't know the girls' names. They were no name girls. Who knows where they are now? I'd love to look them up because they they were a part of a lot of my fantasies. Let's just put it that way. There was one that I won at the frolic from my hometown, throwing darts at a balloon. I won this poster. It was a blonde, and she was leaning next to a sign that said dangerous curves, and she was in a very cut-up wife beater and cut-up short jean shorts and nice measurements on her. So it was good. I remember that one.
Your parents let you have that poster.
Oh, yeah.
They let
yeah.
you put it up in your bedroom.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good. Mom was like, oh, geez. And Dad was like, all right. Did you win two of them?
Right.
Did you win two of those posters? The other one was a poster I acquired as a young man at a indoor dirt bike motocross race. It was of the Monster Girls, you know, the Monster Energy Drink Girls.
Dude, nice. There
and,
you go.
Dude, this was, it was one of the hottest chicks ever, man, ever. And she was, like sprawled along the bike. So it was a big poster. So
they have the classic bike pic.
Yeah, just in a nice, tight little black and green Monster Energy Drink motocross on this bike. Oh, my God. Good God, man.
There you go. You know what? You still got them or did your mom dispose of them as you moved
out? They might be rolled up somewhere in my parents' attic. Like they were a very important part. You know, I doubt the girls still look like that. Maybe they've aged. They were probably, you know, in their 20s when they took the photos. So
they've aged.
They're probably you know what?
Have you seen the Blink 182 girl?
That's true. J9 Linda Mulder. Yeah, she's aged a little bit.
And, a little.
Don't be upset that I know her name, okay? It's just, it's part of...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of weird.
I know her
she
name.
She was just a girl on a... Wow, you know her name? That's weird.
Yeah, she's in my bookmarks. Anyway, so those are mine. Those are mine. And I'm very happy with it. Very happy with it.
We got some good ones out there. Carmen Electra.
I'm sure I had, like, some Jenny McCartney poster or something like that. Of course, as cuckoo as she became in her old age with the anti-vax stuff and everything like that, I don't know if I want to be in a relationship
Jenny McCarthy.
With her.
McCarthy. Jenny McCarthy.
Is it McCarthy or McCartney? It's McCartney,
McCarthy.
Isn't it? Or am I thinking of Paul McCartney? I'm getting mixed up with Paul McCartney.
you moron.
Who was it? I can't remember who I was dating. We got a ton of great answers on Facebook. Let's start off with a few before we get to yours. We take a quick break. Mark said most of the Playboy centerfolds from the late 70s. Nice. Very nice. Married to a centerfold, I'll take it.
Yeah, but it gets to kind of creepy. You walk in somebody's room and they got 100 posters.
You know, I don't mind maybe like a few of the covers, but yeah, when you got like a full like the full spread, like Beav and all up on your wall, it's like, do your parents check this room at all?
Quick story, real quick. I'm sorry, but when I was a kid, I think I was like 10 or 11 years old. My grandpa took me to this guy's house because he had to like pick something up that he bought from him, right? So this guy's working on his car in his garage, and my grandpa and I get out of the car, and we walk into the guy's garage, and his garage was littered with porn, just everywhere. And I don't think I had seen it at that point in my life. And my grandpa and I walk in, and he goes, hop, and he turns around and walks back out. Come on, Hunter. We got to get out of here.
But wait, what was all that on the wall?
Come on, Grandpa.
Grandpa, wait.
Yeah, I definitely got a five-second eyeful as much as I could until I got yanked out of that garage, but...
I love that. That's great. Yeah. It's like finding your first Playboy. You know, it's something that sticks with you. Yeah. It's just most of us didn't just have it plastered as wallpaper on our walls, you know. Right. Let's see. We also got Sadie said I'd be dating a sparkly vampire. So you have that Robert Pattinson on there or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, Megan had a good one. The poster on her wall was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Ooh, JTT, he's so...
Dude, you know what? I think I know exactly what poster that was, too. That was a popular poster.
It was like from the Tiger Beat magazine that all the girls put up. Like, yeah.
JTT?
Oh, he's so dreamy. Let's do one more, and then we'll take a break. Cheryl had Ryan Phillippe on her wall. She'd be dating. He's actually aged really well. I think that's not bad. You'd be doing all right, Cheryl. You'd be doing okay.
Ryan Phillippe, there you go.
Old dreamboat. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook based on the poster you had on your teenage wall of your teenage bedroom. Who would you be in a relationship with right now? We'll be back with more, you perverts.
RoboCop. Brock and Hunter.
Well, good morning. 751, Brock Hunter.
Hi.
Oi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, great day. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Based on the poster you had hanging on your wall of your teenage bedroom, who would you be in a relationship with right now? Tiffany said David Bowie from Labyrinth. That's kind of creepy. Isn't he the Goblin King? That's kind of weird. Kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, especially from Labyrinth.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen that one part, too.
Creepy part, man. Amy said Johnny Depp from 21 Jump Street. Dreamy. That's not a bad guy to be in a relationship with.
Yeah. Johnny Depp from 21 Jump Street.
You ever seen that? When he plays a undercover cop, he poses as a high school student to, you know, bust drug
That's
rings and
Johnny
stuff.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, it is Johnny Depp on there.
No, it's not. Johnny Depp's in 21 Jump Street?
Yes, the original TV show.
Oh.
He's actually in the movie, too.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking of the movie.
No. He does.
There was a TV show.
Yeah, that's where it all started. Back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, good show. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Lainey said Taylor Lautner during his Twilight days. Unfortunately, there's a lot of girls that got to look back and look at their crushes from Twilight. Glittery ass vampires and werewolves. Get out of here. Come on. A vampire glitters. Not quite like a Nosferatu, you know, the original vampire with the big nose.
Yeah, it looks a little different.
Little different.
A little more creepy. Sharper teeth. Yeah.
Let's see. Ben Snyder said he had Lita, the wrestler. A redhead.
Oh,
yeah.
Lita.
Yeah, nice. There you go.
Forgot about Lita. What was her name? I had a poster, too, of a WWE wrestler.
Well, I had Sable. Sable was on my wall. Yeah. It was the photo when she did the handprint boobs. Remember that when she did like the black hand
I'm thinking of China. I'm
you think
sorry.
No, China.
I was like, geez,
no,
dude, really?
I had China's DVD. That was different. No, Sable, the tall blonde, the tall lanky blonde, and she had that.
Yeah.
There's this one poster where she did because she went out into the ring and where she did like the black handprints over her boobies. Oh man.
I kind of remember that.
I had that one on there for show.
What was the one with Stephanie girl? Was it Stephanie?
Stephanie.
They They made like a statue out of her butt.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember her full name, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Oh, let's see. Grant had a picture of Heather Locklear. That's who he's dating. Now that's good.
Oh yeah.
Not bad.
Forgot about her.
Jessica is dating Olive NSYNC. That's okay. Sorry, it's okay to have, you know, multiple boyfriends. It's okay. Dance for you all the time.
NSYNC poster. I know exactly. They're all wearing white, pointing to the camera. I know that poster. I know exactly what poster you're talking about.
You know that poster because your beard's in that poster, man. What are you talking about?
Why'd you shut up? Leave my beard alone, would you?
Hey. Ryan had a good one. He'll be dating Kelly LeBrock. He had a picture of her from the Weird Science movie. Remember that one with the blue underwear and the white crop top? Son of a bitch. That's a good one, too.
No, I don't remember that. But
what? Let's see. Eric's going to be dating Lita Ford because he had a poster of her. Blake. Blake's dating Spawn. He had a poster of Spawn on his wall.
Spawn. That's scary.
That's scary. That's very scary.
Hey, Spawn.
Very
Spawn was a
scary.
Badass, though.
He was.
Badass
he was
comic.
Cool. Weren't they going to remake that Spawn movie or do another one?
I think they were, and then it got canceled.
Yeah, something like that. Philip.
Brandon just texted me and said, Trish Stratus.
Oh, she was good too.
Yeah, Trish Stratus.
Nice.
Forgot about her.
Didn't she have a sex tape? That's not important. We got to do another show about sex tapes. We'll do that a different time. Philip had a poster of Kathy Ireland. Nice. That's a good one to date. Kaylee had a good one. She had Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Who wouldn't want to date Benny the Jet Rodriguez? He made it to the pros, man. I'd end up having to date Smalls. That's who I'd end up dating. Damn it. I always get stuck with Smalls.
Why? He's got a good personality. He's funny.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. He did all right, too. He became an announcer. That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Let's see. Jeff had Farrah Fawcett on there. That's a
Farrah
good one.
Fawcett.
You know that
yeah,
famous one?
He posted
one?
The picture, too,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, with the that literally, I think every guy in the 70s had that. Photo, that poster, yeah. Her in that red bikini.
Must have been cold in that room, if you know what I'm saying.
It's what I'm talking about.
Hey.
Let's see. Sarah had a poster of Kurt Cobain. That relationship didn't work out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Brian said PJ Harvey. Who's PJ Harvey?
PJ Harvey.
I don't know. Let me look. If I swear to God, if I look this up and I get something...
PJ Harvey. That didn't even sound familiar.
She was a singer.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
My mom had a, what was it? She had a cutout, you know, like a full-blown cardboard cutout of Princess Diana. I kind of had a crush on her when I was a little.
Wait, what? Why did she have a cardboard cutout of Princess Diana?
You know what she used to do? She used to hide it everywhere.
Oh,
she used to hide
okay.
it in, like, closets and, like, bathrooms when people would come over. Ah! You know, you hear somebody screaming in the house at some point. Oh, yeah, she got scared by Princess
Diana. I don't think that counts. Also, I don't know what you did to that card. I don't want to know what you did to that cardboard
card. I was like nine.
Yeah, you're a degenerate. I know exactly what you did, you son of a bitch.
Up.
Let's end with Elijah's. He had a good one. So the person you're dating now is from the poster you had hanging on your teenage bedroom wall. Elijah said, does a framed photo of Jesus count?
That Jesus picture. We had one at the end of the hallway. Always looking at you. Well, you know.
I mean, Jesus probably wasn't a bad guy to date. You know?
Yeah, no. It'd really, be a great relationship.
Really,
you know?
Thoughtful. He could turn water into wine, you know?
He'd be drunk all the time for sure.
Teach you how to fish.
Yeah, and he's ripped.
Yeah, it's true.
He's looking good.
He's a carpenter, man. You need help with that IKEA furniture? I think Jesus is a great guy to date.
You know?
Out of all the answers, I mean, better than any of the new kids on the block. What are they? They're just going to dance and probably cheat on you. Not Jesus. Jesus is going to help you build that IKEA bunk bed. And then he's going to make a nice dinner of bread and wine for you. And, you know.
That's probably the best answer. You know, poor guy, though. All his friends had Carmen Electra, Farrah Fawcett, and all these chicks. Who do you got on your wall? Jesus.
I don't know. From the back, though, with the long hair, I mean, I guess it'd make it work. I don't know why I do this. I don't know why.
The long hair.
I continue.
You're terrible.
to just solidify my place in hell. Like, it's just, I didn't have to make that comment. I could have moved on.
Sally Jones. Whoa, no. It's Jesus.
He's tired of it. If Jesus would have had a crew cut, we wouldn't have this problem, okay?
What, do you iron your hair, Jesus? It's blissful.
That was the problem with Jesus, all right, is he took forever to get ready. His hair, he spent hours on his hair, okay? Crimping and curling and Aquanet all over the place.
Golden hair. Yeah.
Looks hot up on that cross, though, man. All right. Once again, sacrilege, horribleness. We will be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.